Good evening, everyone from across the nation and around the world. This is Martin, and you're listening to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Tonight, we're going to do another user suggestion, but, well, it speaks for itself, so here it is.
Dear Dad, my name is Nora, and I'm 5 years old, and I've been listening to your bedtime stories every single day, and I think of one that I want, and it is called The Lollipop Planet, and could you please do it with my voice?
Well, Nora, I think I can do that. And to everyone else who wrote in or left me a voicemail, don't worry, there's still lots of time to make a lot more stories. I really appreciate all the voicemails. It's been really fun to hear the stories in your own words. But now, it's time to get as comfy as you can in those beds, close your eyes, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship. You get up and you walk over to the window of the ship. As you look out, you see that you're already floating over an absolutely beautiful planet. Now, this planet doesn't seem like your normal planet. It's full of all sorts of different colors. Spaceship? Where are we anyways? I have discovered a lollipop planet. Knowing your love for food-related planets, I set the destination here while you were sleeping, Spaceship explains. Awesome. Well, let's go check it out. You run up to the control chair and you jump in the seat. You grab a hold of the steering wheel and the throttle to the spaceship. You press forward on it and quickly fly down through the atmosphere, below the clouds, until you can get a much better view of the planet. And it is pretty amazing. The entire thing is covered in lollipops of all different shapes and sizes. The ground seems to shimmer as if it's made of candy itself. There's mountains that rise out of the ground like colossal lollipops. They have some sort of spiraling design with, every color imaginable. And even though you're still in the spaceship, you can smell something in the air, a sweet fragrance filling the entire place. You fly over huge forests of lollipops and candy canes that stretch up towards the sky. There's lakes and rivers that seem to be made entirely of liquid sugar that are shining under the bright, warm sunlight. On the shores of the rivers and the lakes, you see little glistening pebbles, or actually, they look like jelly beans. You find a nice area on the shore of one of these candy lakes and right beside one of the lollipop forests to land the spaceship. As soon as the door opens up, the scent of candy gets even stronger, filling the entire ship with the most amazing, most mouth-watering thing you've ever smelled in your life. It's almost as if you can taste the air. As the ship opens up, you and Changer step out of the spaceship onto what seems to be a beach on the lollipop planet. Just like you thought, the pebbles below you are all made of something a lot like little jelly beans. You kneel down and pick up a handful of them. You look at one very carefully, and it certainly looks like a jelly bean. You take a smell, and it smells like a jelly bean too. You pop it in your mouth, and it tastes like a jelly bean. The best jelly bean you've ever had. As you look up, you see all sorts of lollipops sticking up out of the ground. Some of them are single lollipops, and others are more like lollipop trees. Lollipops with branches sticking out of them growing other lollipops. Each one is a unique shape and color. Some are solid colors, others are rainbows. But each one smells better than the last. You walk over to the lollipop forest, and you reach up into one of the lollipop trees, grabbing a lollipop that is the exact color and flavor that you want. You decide to taste it to see what it tastes like, obviously. And as you do, a flavor fills your mouth and almost passes through your entire body. A flavor so amazing, so unique that you've never tasted anything this good before. You continue to eat the lollipop as quickly as you can. And then you make your way around the forest, trying different flavors of lollipops, bending down to pick up different pebbles, or pebbled jelly beans, I should say. And before long, your stomach is entirely full. You look over at Changer, and he seems to be doing the same thing, eating lollipop after lollipop. Before long, he lets out a big burp and flops over on his side, laying down in the sun and beginning to have a nap. You do the same thing. You slowly sink into the pebble beach that's entirely filled with jelly beans, and you look up at the sky above you. The clouds float like little balls of cotton candy, and you notice that they're actually different colors as well. A light blue, a light pink, light yellow. I wonder if you can taste those. But just as that thought passes through your mind, you see something coming down towards the planet. Or a bunch of somethings. A whole bunch of ships. The ships float down out of the sky and land nearby you. You get up off the ground and walk over towards them. The doors open up and a huge group of people, or, well, alien people, walk out. The strange thing is, each one of these people looks like a vegetable. Like a literal vegetable. The leader seems to be some sort of broccoli person. Hi, can I help you? You ask.
Yes. You see, we are part of the Coalition for a Healthy Eating Universe, the broccoli person explains. We have flagged this planet as being wildly unhealthy. As such, we have come with measures to rectify the situation.
What do you mean, rectify the situation?
What do I mean? I mean we are going to make this planet healthy. People, release the drones.
Little openings in all of the ships pop open, and out of each one fly little balls that look, well, almost like baseballs. The little baseballs begin to fly all over the planet. And then they begin opening their mouths and eating the lollipops and the candy and the little pebbles even. What are those? You ask.
Those are our drones. We have designed them specifically to eat candy and produce heat. Watch, the broccoli person says.
As you watch the little drones eating more and more lollipops, you notice that they start to glow a red color. And then they set on fire. Before long, every single one of the drones is on fire.
It's a clever design, really, the broccoli person says. You see, they're designed to run off of candy and produce heat. Before long, they should warm the planet enough that all of the candy melts. And, as an added bonus, they release a whole bunch of methane into the atmosphere, causing, well, global warming. And, well, let's just say that your precious candy planet will not be around for long.
You believe you notice something familiar in that voice. You squint your eyes a little and look a little closer at the broccoli person. Do I know you? You ask.
Do you know me well?
Well, yes, you do, the broccoli person says, suddenly ripping off a mask and unzipping their broccoli costume, revealing none other than Rex, the evolved Tyrannosaurus scientist who's bent on global warming.
Rex, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I'm here to ruin your fun, of course.
Ha 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 ha, Rex says, climbing back into their spaceship. Rex stops one last time, looks back towards you, and says,
I hope you have fun on your melted candy planet.
The door to the ship closes, and it flies up into the air, accompanied by all the other ships, leaving behind thousands and thousands of little drones that are slowly eating all the lollipops on the planet and getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Each one begins bursting into flames and growing larger and larger the more fuel they take in. Warning, spaceship says. Surface temperature rising drastically. You begin to feel the heat on your skin. You quickly press the button on your watch, causing your spacesuit to fold out around your body. You press a button on your wrist, causing a little cannon to pop out of it, a freeze cannon. And bit by bit, you aim the freeze cannon at all the little fireballs, blasting as many of them as you can, freezing them into solid ice. But there's just too many of them. You can't even make a dent. And the planet seems to be getting hotter and hotter. As you look around, the candy is beginning to melt and drip onto the ground in huge puddles. And the little balls of fire are getting bigger and bigger. Spaceship, we need to do something quick. And I think I have an idea. You remember that in just the past day or so, you visited the card planet once again. And you got a new card there. You reach inside yourself to the place where you keep your magic cards. One of them feels kind of icy. You focus on that card and it appears in front of you, glowing a blue color. Ice Gremlin, activate, you yell. And as soon as you do, the part cat, dog, fox, ice gremlin thing materializes from the card and looks all around it. I think you know what to do, you say to the ice gremlin. And the ice gremlin begins to run all over the planet, jumping up and striking as many of the little fireballs as it can, immediately freezing them in place. It shoots huge plumes of ice breath at them and little ice beams from its eyes. As it does, you continue to hit as many as you can with your ice cannon. Changer rolls over on his side, looking at the scene that's happening around him. Again, he has a big, big burp, and then he begins to morph and transform. His neck and tail stretch out in both directions, and a large set of wings grow out of his back. He's transforming into an ice dragon, you realize. You run over to Changer and climb onto his back. He flaps his huge ice dragon wings and flies up into the air. Soon, you and Changer are flying over the lollipop planet. Changer's shooting huge plumes of ice breath all over the place, freezing everything in sight. Between you, Changer, and the ice gremlin, you begin to make a dent in all of these little drones, freezing each one in place, causing it to fall to the ground and just kind of break. After a little while, every single one of them has been defeated. You land back beside the spaceship and climb off of Changer, who transforms back into his normal shape. You look around you and you see all the half-melted lollipops, the half-eaten candy, and all of the little drones all over the place. You feel kind of sad with how things look. Oh well, it'll probably grow back, you say. Do lollipops grow back? And as soon as you ask that question, the ground below you begins to shake. The candy-like surface of the ground starts to melt and warp itself into new candy canes and new lollipops, which suddenly start shooting out of the ground. The jelly beans reform, the trees reform, the lakes magically reform around you. And then, out of the ground right in front of you, grows a beautiful, multicolored lollipop, almost as if it was made just for you. You grab a hold of the lollipop and you take a little taste of it. Once again, an amazing sensation passes through your entire body. A flavor so good that you can taste it with every one of your senses. You pick up the lollipop and slowly walk back towards spaceship. As you climb aboard the ship and look back at the lollipop planet, you see that it's almost entirely reformed itself. The lakes, the trees, the pebbles, the ground, everything's reformed to just the way it should have been before Rex and that Coalition for Healthy Eating came to the planet to try to, well, melt the entire thing. Spaceship, you say, I think this place could use a portal. Understood, Spaceship says. And as soon as he does, the little 3D printers within the ship begin printing as quickly as they can, making little metal parts of the portal. And as the parts are made, little robots begin flying them out and assembling them. After a short time, a brand new portal is set up, right by the lake on the lollipop planet, ready for you to come back and visit it anytime you want. When the robots are done assembling it, they fly back into the ship, and you lift up off the ground. You pass through the cotton candy clouds, you pierce through the atmosphere, and you blast off into space once again. As soon as Spaceship jumps to super hyperdrive, you sit down on the couch, still eating the most amazing lollipop you've ever had in your life. You begin to get pretty full, and you place the lollipop down on the table beside you. You lay down on the couch, and Spaceship gently dims the lights in the ship. You close your eyes, and you just focus on your breath, noticing as it rises and falls. You notice anywhere in your body that you're holding tension, and with each breath, you let it melt away, allowing your arms and legs to sink down into the couch. And as you sink, your mind begins to wander to thoughts of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.